Okay, today is Daf Pei Zayin. Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. So, to recap what we're talking about here, we discussed in the Mishnah the situation where the person thought that there was a neder made by his wife, and really it was his daughter. Although he thought it was his daughter, and really it was his wife, and a few other examples like that. Yeah? So the question was, so the Gemara asked a question on the Mishnah from the din of when someone tears their clothes for a losing a relative, that we said that. So in the Mishnah it says that it doesn't when the guy is nullifying the vow for the incorrect person, it doesn't help. He has to nullify it again. And the Gemara asked, how come when a person tears his clothes for the incorrect person, he thought it was one relative, it turned out to be a different relative, then we said he's Yoitze? And we answered, Loi Kasha. This is around the fourth line, just to, I might as well say it inside. Around the fourth line, we said, Omri, Loi Kasha, that there's no problem. Hob is Stam, Hob is Mefarish. If he does it Stam, he doesn't say explicitly he's doing it for his father. He just Stam tears his clothes. So then he can be Yoitze even if he thought it was the wrong one. The Hob is Mefarish, but if he says Mefarish, the wrong one, then that ain't gonna work. Yeah? The Hatanya, as we learn in a Brisa, Amr lo meis aviv v'kara. They told him his father passed away and he tore his clothes. And it turned out that the one who really passed away was his son. It's lo yotzi de kriya. So this Brisa says, we brought a previous Brisa yesterday that said,
regardless of his kavana.
No, well, it doesn't say. That's the whole point.
Well, previous son.
No, well, it doesn't say whether he had kavana or not. That's the whole thing. The previous Brisa said exactly the same thing and said he is Yoitze. And this Brisa says he's not Yoitze. Yeah? So that's what we're trying to prove, that that there must be 2K, that even by Klum, you asked the contradiction from the case of a neder to the case of tearing the clothes, and the Gemara is now showing that there's two Brises about tearing the clothes itself, which on the face of it say the opposite things. Just to finish off the Brisa, similarly, Omer lo meis, they told him Stam, it was a person died, they didn't tell him who it was. Because Sover Avivu, he just happened to think in his mind that it was his father, but no one ever actually said it. Nobody actually said Beferish that it was the father. He just assumed, maybe. Vikar, when he tore his clothes, V'yachakach nimtza benoi, when it turns out it was the son. Yossi de Kriya.
Oh, Shalom.
Shalom Aleichem.
We thought you were still in America.
Baruch HaBo. Oh, wow. We didn't know you were coming. Okay.
Daf de man and Mashiach. I was just saying, do you know when his mother's coming back?
It's amazing. I can tell things over four times before and no one remembers.
Well, no one told me. Who did you tell it to?
Well, guys,
I don't know.
All right, Ravashi's, we're up to. You know, I'll vacate your chair.
One second, have you landed yet? Are you still.
Landed, I'm here.
Mazel tov.
So a big apology.
No problem. We're up to Ravashi and Matechka de
Dibor. This
is all being recorded, by the way.
It's all being recorded.
Tommy's coming to turn the city over.
Oh, God. All right. That should be fun. Is he going to come to the Daf Yom Yishir? That's the question.
Chong has the 16th. Is that possible? 16th?
No,
Friday.
The 14th.
The
14th. Well, he's coming for the 16th.
I hope he's coming.
And then the city will be turned over, all
right? Right, that'll turn things over. Okay.
You're getting out easy today, aren't you?
I learned the Daf.
You know,
the work that I do is the preparation.
Big Yashikai. That was a big Yashikai. I know what it takes. What time is davening these days?
Six past.
Yeah, I bring a cup of coffee with me. I thought I did. Well,
that's it. Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
Your minion sheets are really when it's not supposed to, because
the
clock is not right.
You're
talking about the thank you, sir.
You do starting the runs yet? Let's start doing the runs. Okay, you start with the Gemara.
We were discussing
the mistake of Avelis.
Okay. Even Avelis, how we have two braces and
Kriya, yeah.
About does he take Kriya with Kavana for the father or for the son?
So it says in the Mishnah said that you made a mistake. You thought it was one person, it turned out to be another person. You thought it was your wife, it turned out to be your daughter. You thought it was your daughter, it turned out to be your wife. So we say that the question is whether that's considered a good hafara or not. You have to actually know all the details to make the hafara or not. So in all these cases we say it's not good enough, you have to repeat the hafara because you have to know the details at the time. So we say that the basis for that is because the Torah says Yani Oisa, he has a right to annul her, revoke her in the Dorim, and says Oisa it. In other words, you have to know exactly, precisely what you're doing. So how come when it comes to Kriya, it says over there also when you rip your clothes, you rip for your parents and rip them for others. The Chesiv it says, Al Shol the Al Yenis and Benoi, when Eden heard they rip for Shol and Yenis and the son. V'tanya, we learned Amruloi, they said to him, Meis of Ivikara. He ripped ba'achar kach nimtza b'noi. It turned to be ripped for the wrong person. Yotza yidei chevasa kriya. What do you mean? It says al mean that you have to know precisely which person you had in mind here. The kriya. Suddenly, the father he discovered it was a son. Why is it good enough? In our Mishnah, he thought it was grapes. It turned out to be something else. It's not good enough. I'm like kasha. So this says no kasha. There's no difference between avelis and nazir. The difference is in the circumstances. And that is as follows. If he's stam to kriya, he didn't say he's doing it for his father. Someone said, this is your father. And he went ahead and he to kriya. Then we say that it is valid for his son. If he said clearly, I'm doing this for my father, it's going to be his son, he's not yaitz. But Tanya, we can talk to learn. Your father died with Carter, he ripped. So someone else told him this was your father, and then it turned out to be with his son. He is not Yetzir Kriya. If they told him clearly he's his father, the chiluk is if he told him clearly he's his father, or Stam, they told him that he's a mess. If they told him clearly he's his father, and he ripped thinking it's his father, turned to be his son, it's not Yetzir Kriya. But if they told him Mesle Mess, Ukasavrova, he just thought on his own that it was his father. They just told him somebody died. He thought it was his father. The Kokara, the Aganitzibno, he ripped and they found that was his son. Is Yotze de Kriya. Then he is Yotze de Kriya. So it's a different story altogether. Okay, up to the Rabashi? Were you up to the Rabashi? Okay, we'll start doing now some Rabashi. Rabashi Yomar, Rabashi says, Kan betoich kedei dibur, kan la'achar kedei dibur. Rabashi says, it depends within how much time it was done. When did you find out it was a mistake? Betoich kedei dibur means enough time to say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and others say, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umoidi. And the way the Tesis learns that we give every person a takana time, a little bit of time, a cooling off period, a couple of seconds, in case the Rebbe comes by, he has to stop and say hello to the Rebbe. And meanwhile, you think your deal is closed. So he says, no, the deal is not closed. So, kedei dibur. Kan la'achet dei dibur. The Gemara explains. Oh, the Ka'amr, this is what we say, yotza yidei kriya, he ripped for his father, and then afterwards he found out it was his brother or son. Shanim to benoi b'teikhidei, he found out b'teikhidei dibur. Since it was the dibur, then the action that he did for his father counts for his son. Amrafi says, Lo yatza de kriya lach de dibur. When do you say Lo yatza is when the kriya was after the dibur? So then there's no longer a connection between them, the kriya and the event that happened. So the whole part is toik de dibur. Freddy Mother Bahatanya, we learn, Mishi yesh loy choyle b'toik beisa. You have somebody infirmed in your house. Vinis Aleph, and you were fainted. Ukabedumu shemes. You were under the impression that he died. What did you do? Vikara. First thing you do when you're there present in the room and somebody passes away, you hear kriya. The
Achikach Mes. Still alive at that point.
Yeah, but yeah, he's still alive. He thought he was dead, but it turned out to be alive.
Just fainted.
He's like, Yatsa yide kriya. You're not Yatsa kriya. Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Shum Bar Kapana. Loishanu, when do we say you're not Yatsa yide kriya, Elo Shemes, La Acha Kedei Dibur. After you ripped your clothing, you had to pause a little bit, and a few seconds later, the person died, so there's no connection between his death and your kriya. If he died within kedibur, like kedibur dami. So what is he made this notion? That teich kedibur connects the maisa to the kavana with the maisa. If there's a shorter period of teich kedibur between your kavana and the maisa, it's good enough. Yaisa with Deibur is not good enough. So by Kriya, if it's within, it helps. And Yaisa does not help. In our Mishnah, it doesn't help us because it's Yaisa Deibur. If he would have found out straight away, first he thought it was grapes, and he annulled it. And then he found out within a second that it was actually something else, then it would have been a good annulment because it's with Kriya Deibur. He could have changed his mind. He didn't. Okay. Says you want to write. We'll soon see what the svar is. We'll learn that out. Says you want to write. The hilchos. What's the halacha in general all over Shas? Toich kedei dibur is kedei b'dami. That's kedei dibur. Big machlek is a shiny. This is my toide or this is midrabanan. Chutz exception is megadiv. If somebody curses out, you know, profanes Hashem's name, no excuses. We don't say, oh, toide dibur hicharot. It's healthy. Or oived avoid is gacham guy worships idols. Toide dibur change your mind. Fafalm. Umekadiv. You give a woman kedushin. Umekadiv a woman gedush. Toide dibur is fafalm. You can't change your mind. What's the svada mekadiv and megadish? It's hard to understand. Why can't you change your mind? Everything else you can change your mind. Avodah, I understand. It's a terrible Aveda. Fafal. When you change your mind? Too late. The damage was done. Megadiv, the same thing. What is that? There's two ways of understanding Toich Kedei Dibur. Is it Pshat Toich Kedei Dibur that as soon as you finish the thing you did, it's done. But you have the power to overturn it within Toich Kedei Dibur. Is that the Pshat? Or the Pshat that the thing you did is not completed.
It's
not correct. It's not completed. It's incomplete until Toich Kedei Dibur because maybe a Rebbe will walk by, so it's not complete Gemar Das yet until it's over. So is it a Chsar in the Gemar Das, Toich Kedei Dibur? Or is it the capacity to change your mind? Toich Kedei Dibur. It happened, but you can change your mind. Sorry?
The opinion of a Dibur, which is, you know, Dvorin is not a Meiser, it's against doing a Meiser. You know, if I forget Yalaviyovo or whatever, you know, there's all this stuff in the Dibur box. Which is really staying loose, it's against somebody who actually does a pool of.
Halach is, the most important halach is to tell you Meiser works everywhere, even a Meiser. Even a Meiser, yeah, a small Meiser. Even a Meiser, the only time makes a difference is these four cases.
The capacity to change your mind, what's the other one?
Or you never complete your mind in the first place until you have a few seconds to pause.
That action is not completed until the first place.
Like in Goyim, you have a cooling off period. Cooling off period means you the sale never happened. No, it means the sale is not complete. The sale is not complete until the cooling off period is over.
One of them says the action is complete, but you've got a bit of time after complete action to go back. And the other one says the action wasn't complete until that period of time.
Yeah, it's like a warranty period versus a complete sale.
A dibur, where the person's not really concentrating, and toich kedei dibur, he corrects himself. He's tearing kriya. He says that's for his father. I mean my son. You know that. He corrects himself.
That's the question. What is it doing?
Within a second, it's not that he changed his intention. He made a slip of the tongue. He made a mistake.
That's all part of it. That's ability to change.
He corrects himself within a second.
Okay, let's do Ran. Ran starts from Rabashi. Rabashi, I'm a commentator. Rabashi, he's not arguing the previous din. The bestam the vade mode agreed the yote kriya you definitely yote kriya the braisa mucha hachi behedya that says clearly in the braisa the bestam yote the braisa says stam if he didn't know if stam said you know they said a mez died he made an assumption that it was his father turned out to be his son that is good uchagav nami meldoli mahani hafore vakome ella but hechid le nitchag nafshin the braisa we don't want it's only a question of halam pshat in the braisa the tani amru le mes aviv. So the Braise clearly says they told him your father died. Lav davke podik shiruach in another answer. Fadish nami mishkaches lo. He's answering that even the Tom clearly, it was your father. He's still able to change. The kol shaydiyo shubanoi teich ledibul kiriase. When he's agreeing in principle, he's saying another chiddush that even they told him his father. If a teich ledibul, he finds out that it's a son, he's yaitzer. Same thing in our Mishnah. If Toich Kedei Dibur, he realizes that it wasn't just great, something else. When does our Mishnah say that you have to do the process all over again? They told him after Dibur. The Hafara Shainish Hoysev Bitei. The Hafara Shainish told him was his daughter. Then turned out to be it was his wife who made the daughter. Why not? When he tore it, the guy didn't die. It's nothing. Since he died, command the korah hash to dummy. Toike dibur connects what happens afterwards to before. Ki korah nami betoy. So he thought somebody else died. So he made an action, and the knowledge, awareness that it becomes aware in a couple of seconds connects the two events. Inami heikim or heifib betos. He made a hakam betos, thinking it's his wife. Kima she yodah toike dibur. Mahani helps. It connects the two. The question is, why Mekadosh and Megadosh? We can understand because the Chumrah of the Aveda of Megadosh and Avi Chavim, therefore we say, well, there's no Teichi Dibur. You've got to be so careful, we're not going to give any allowances. What about Kiddush and Geshem? Why are we so strict? There it only reckons two. Over there only counts two. Doesn't include Avodah Zarah, doesn't include Kiddushin, says Iran, not the Pshat Tug Mazar arguing. Because Megadiv is a branch of Avodah Zarah, and Megadish is Bechal Mekadish, and Gedishin is a consequence of Kiddushin. So really, it's connected. Very similar. And we know the Iskish Yitzil Avodah. We're going to learn in the Dorim how many Dinim are studied from each other. They're compared to these two. Megadiv, what's Megadiv? Hainushim Godav, he cursed, and then the Choyze by Teichel Adibur, he changes his mind within a short time. That's not called changing your mind. But Oibed Avedes Kachavim, Shimam, Lavichavim Eliyata, he turned to a Geshke and he said, you're my God. Then the Choyze by, he changed his mind, Lohavi Chazorah, it's not a good Chazorah, because Teichel Adibur is not worked by Megadiv and by Avedes Zorah. Umekadish, Umegadish. Shim kiddush agidush, he gave kiddushin or divorced. V'chaz aboy b'toyk d'dibur, and he changed his mind, b'toyk d'dibur, le'motzi hod, he cannot change his mind. V'lo'yidayna, maishnahani, and I don't understand why these two are highlighted. V'nalo rabban hochi, how about another kiddush negation are different, you cannot change your mind. V'nida b'enai, seems to me. Debishar mili delochamidi kulahai, all other matters which are not that severe. Kishadama isa isam, a person makes it because it's not severe, that doesn't take it so seriously. When he does it, he doesn't completely make up his mind that it's done. He didn't think through yet all the ramifications. But he thinks, I still have some time to reassess. Avalhani kima dechamidi kulahai, kiddush negation are so strict, involves another person. When he does it, he makes up his mind completely. That's the svara.
On top of that,
you've got
to have
aiding
for this.
Yeah.
First of all,
there's
a
mashia.
You've got to give her something. You've got to say Agat Mekadeshes. Right? You've got to give her the Sefer Tzitzis, and you've got to have aiding. We'll get you to have aiding to the Mesirah of Kodesh.
According to Abba Lezer, according to the Meir, you don't need.
That's right. So
according to Meir, you have no aid in the middle.
Yeah, but at least you've got the Meir actually having done it. So, you know, you've gone through the process of getting a certain variety. So it could be because there's a lead up to it. That's why there's no...
Could be. But it's what he uses is that people don't take it as... Anything people think very, very serious, they're not going to do unless they thought it through. I made up the mind. Very serious. It's equal. But Kiddushin is a natural thing in the life, and you marry a woman, you're supposed to take it seriously. It's not a joke.
It's interesting that when you say Gerushin, it's not Teichkidei Dibur involved in Gerushin. Gerushin, you have to write it.
No, you change your mind. No, Teichkidei Dibur means from when you gave it to her. Everything's a hachana. The actual giving to her, you give it to her hand, and they say, no, I'm back. Crazy? Give it back to me. And she says, yes, you're crazy.
Then they know you're really married.
That's right. However, not everyone agreed, but easy that I'm Moshe ben Achran. I'm not, the ban holds different. He holds ben Nechli and Shikosh ben Tam. The Toik Kedeg Dibur is an interesting pshat now. It holds from pshat. The way we learn now, the whole thing is Medraisa and so on. And there's a Savodah, why here, and there's no Tech Dibur. The Ramban the Tamler, the Toik Kedeg Dibur, Takantu is merely a Takonas Chachamim. You know why the Chame has special takana that you should be able to change your mind? Not because you want to change your mind. That's the side issue. The issue is we want you to have derecheretz for your Rav. Your Rav walks down the street, doesn't matter what you're doing, stop and say Shalom Aleichem. It'll be consequences because you just bought something you weren't ready to buy it yet. So therefore, we'll give you a Teichel Adibur. So the purpose of Korn Jalabayin Tan was not to protect the buyer or the seller. The purpose was to protect the covet of the Rav. Amazing. The tikkun rabbanim shom talmid al kech mekach who pogged by rabbi he met his rebbe she yochel leishalom the hishvu mi the same bechol mili so therefore even your rav doesn't come we decided in all cases you buy something we'll give you those 4 seconds bar mahani these are the exceptions and why the exceptions because they're severe so we don't think that the shaking from the rabbi to allow these things to prolong. Lenichali said the Rabban, I don't like this pshat. Why? The Ran saying this. Sorry, the Ran saying I don't like it. He bezdin masni lakadov and atayde leilam bekum basay. So he tells me, me atayde there's no such thing as teichel adibur. Me atayde the neder is a valid neder. Come the chacham because of a cover up and cancel the Teda and saying, go ahead and eat whatever you want because you'll be over the Neder. Where do you find the Chacham or Oike the Teda in the Kumasei? Or Oike in the Sheva Al Taisa, not in the Kumasei. But the Dorim, and the Badek Kedam, like we said before, what? That's not completed until the Teda is over. Not like the Teda Ben Tam, that it's completed straight away, and especially going to Chacham to overturn it.
So if you're saying from the pilgrimage you need some kind of positive to give you a hint that what you're able to do this, that you can make
the... It's a Svara. Svara is Taito. We had the tradition of Chabez, but Svara is Taito. In fact, you might ask, why do you need a positive Taito? It's a Svara. The Gemara says, Torach v'kosav l'kro. Torach v'kosav l'kro. That's right. Something which is glaringly obvious. Mishnah. Omra, she said, Koinim te'enim va'anovim elu. She bunched together two items, figs and grapes, sha'ani te'emez, I will not eat. Kayim le'te'enim, whatever husband said, I like the nedir about te'enim, it's too expensive, I don't want the house anyway, I like it, I'm going to support you. But I'm not supporting you when it comes to the grapes. So what happens? What happens? There's three ways of learning here. One way is that whatever he's Mekayim, he's Mekayim. So therefore the Ta'inim are Mekayim. And the Anavim was not Mekayim, there's no longer Neder. Another way is that once he's Mekayim one, the other one gets dragged along and they're all Mekoyim. A third way is, since the Anavim is not Mekoyim, neither are the grapes, are the figs, because they're all part of the same Neder. Let's see how Lumfad Mishnah. Chalek is a Shainim in two, one out of two. Let's see Mishnah. Kayim le te'enim kule kayim. So it's clearly, you mekayim the te'enim, everything is mekayim, the te'enim and the anavim. It's called goyder, it schleps along. Hafil le te'enim, you cancel the te'enim. Einu mufer, achi yufer af l'anavim. You cancel the te'enim.
Isn't it just one?
You set it together, you bunch it together.
One neder, I mean?
That's right. Can you be mafia part of a neder? No, it's two separate cases. Either he's Mekayim or he's Mefer.
No, I understand. Yeah.
The question is, what happened?
What
yeah.
Doing, but there's two items that she made a neder on.
Yeah, so one of them she's Mekayim.
She's responding to it either by being Mefer, is it dependent, or whether he's Mekayim the second thing she said, the first thing, or that makes no
difference? It does, as we'll see. As we'll see. Ain a mufer achi yufer afla novim. It's not mufer unless it's mefer, also the grapes. So it sounds like from here that there's no hafara whatsoever until you mefer the entire package. Yeah, if you only did one, nothing happened. That's what it sounds like from here. Not everyone's going to agree in the Rishayim. Yeah. Umbra, she said, koinim te eino sha'ani te'memes, anova sha'ani te'nemes. She spells out each one separately. She didn't say koinim te'eini v'anova. She said koinim te eino sha'ani te'emes, anova te'emes. Then, had elu sh'nein lo yeptu adorim here. Okay, look at the Gemara. Okay, now, just to learn, one round to learn and understand the Mishnah. Einu mufer at sheyofer af l'anovim. She was mefer only the te'enim, so it says it's not mufer until she also mufer the anovim. How does it sound like? That nothing is mufer. It says the Ran, there's two ways of understanding this line in the Mishnah. Ran, four lines to the bottom. Einu mufer l'anovim. The grapes are not cancelled at sheyofer lehem befeidish until he spells out the grapes. Avol the te'enim. What about the figs sheyofer that he already clearly said they are cancelled? Mufer. So if he says grapes out of the grape, if he says I'm mafir the figs, didn't mention the grapes. Not the pshat is that nothing happened. Whatever you mentioned, mentioned. So the grape the figs are mufir, but the anovim are not mufir until you mention anovim as well. That's what the pshat is. Lo shenachet, einu mufir klal. Nothing happens at all. Even the figs are not mufir. Afilu teinim shlekol heim lulav mitzasi. You can't break half. Says the Maravite, mani mas lisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Makes a chiluk how you say the sentences. Rabbi Yishmael, follow Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, we learned. Isha yekimenum, the Isha yeferena, it says for a woman you should be made for. For a woman you should be making. Omra, she says, Kainim te'eni ba'anovim elu, sha'ani te'emes. She bunched them together in one sentence. Kayim le te'enim kula kayim. If she was Kayim, the Te'enim, the whole thing works.
Yeah,
she made one letter. And then, Hafil the Te'enim, then she went ahead and she was only made for the Te'enim. So what happens? Einum Mufer, so that the grapes are not Mufer, Achi Yofer Afla Novim. Told you, two ways of Lim Shadia. is it only the grapes that are not mufer until you mention the grapes as well? Or are you saying ain't a mufer, even the ta'anim are not mufer until you mention the grapes as well? Two ways, look, the Dan says it. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Harayu Oimer says, Isha Yikimenu. The Isha Yifurenu. Ma Yikimenu. Just when it comes to Akama, we all agree, me menu from each item you idolize, you have to be making. So too. Sorry? It says like this. It says, Isha Yikimenu. What does Yikimenu mean? Yikimenu sounds like you're Mekayim Mimenu, part of it. So by Hakama we know, you said three things, and I'm a Kayim one, all three I'm a Kuyim, Klar. So the same thing, why you for it also? You said three things, I was made for only one, all three should be Mufer, not like you. Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifirenu, Ma Yikimenu. Yikimenu means Yakimimenu, Mimenu from it. I don't need all of it, the making part of it. The rest is Nigrir. Af Yifirenu, Mimenu, make a Hekish. Hafar and Hakama, by Hafar also, Mimenu. If I'm made for one of them, all the rest of them are. Why? Because Goyder. But Rabbi Shmuel, that's a pin number two. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it's not Mufar until you made for all of them. It's leaving greater. Machlek is a shayneim, if that which he Mefeder said is Mufar, whether it is or isn't. But definitely doesn't believe in greater. Rabbi Akiva believes in greater because we makish Hafar to Hakama. But Rabbi Shmuel will answer back, which was a state to state. Mi ksiv yofe mi menu. Rabbi Shmuel says, look, by have come attack, it says mi menu I am moide. But by have fodder, there's no mi menu. But Rabbi Akiva, makish ha fodder la hakama. We are makish ha fodder la hakama. Is ma hakama mi menu, even one item is mukim, af ha fodder mi menu. Even ha fodder, one item is mufu. Now we know that there's makish ha fodder la hakama. The machlekes is only how far do we take it. Is it a real hekish? And by hekish, we say ain't hekish lachatzayin. So every single respect, or is it more like the fact that it's smuchin? It's contiguous in the pasuk. It's smuchin, and therefore, what's in the context of the pasuk, we will compare. But you don't say that all the dinim by hakama should apply to afara and vice versa. Okay, that's how the Ran explains it. Omer Abchi Barabba Omer Rabbi Yechanan Zu. This machlek is you only have two shittas. Is Divrei Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that we say goyder side by hakama side by hafara. Rabbi Yishmol holds you say goyder by hakama, but you don't say goyder by hafara. And then we had machlek is the shayim. If you don't say goyder by hafara, what about the thing that he did mention? Do you lose that or not? Is that also nefer or not? Comes along with pin number three. Abba Chachamim, my Chachamim say, Makish Hakama for the Faket. We are going to be, you wanted to be Makish Hafodah to Hakama. That's just like about Hakama, there's Gidr. There's also Gidr by Hafodah. I'm going to say, Puvaket. Just like about Hafodah, there's no Gidr. No, so too, there's no Gidr by Hakama. Ma Hafodah, Masha Hafodah, Hafer. Afakama, Masha Kaim, Kaim. Just like about Hafodah. That which is Mefer is Mufer. So by also what's Mekuyim is Mekuyim. There's no greater by Hakama. You made an assumption by Hakama there's greater. And then you want to know by Hafara is Daimit Hakama. I'm telling you that by Hakama there's no greater whatsoever. And by Hakama there's... why? Because we live from Hafara. Because by Hafara there's no greater, by Hakama also there's no greater. Right? We had a Machlekes before Rabbi Akiva, if you made a Shavua and bottle mixer, bottle cooler. But this is different. This is the koyach. That is there's a problem with your neder, right?
I'm saying generally when you go in dinner moments, you have gabbel in shvur.
Yeah.
Once you make a gabbel, you can transfer it to something else which normally you wouldn't have.
Yeah, but that's only especially in shvur with a shayim. What we had before machlekes is if I make a neder that nobody can have my fruits, turns out to be some of them are my parents and my brother. So that part obviously is bottle. Do we say the rest of neder is bottle or not? Do we say neder should bottle mitzasa bottle kula? The same idea as here, but there the ned itself was not good. Here the ned was proper.
Yeah,
it's the hakama, yeah, the hafara. How do we view that? So it's a different thing. Okay. Talking about right. Amra Kainam Te'ina, Amar Rava, who says this, that the two bunch are together, it's like one. Masnis and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds, if you make five people, you swear to five people, I don't owe you the money. Turned out to be later, he was a liar. Rav Shimon says, you only make bring one carbon shvuah, unless you said, you made a separate shvuah to each person, then it's like five different lies and five different carbon shvuah sages. Over here, the same thing. Clearly, you put them together in one shvuah. And you say shvuah shleya, you know, I won't eat eichel teinim shleya eichel anov. Even though you itemize two items, since you put them together in one sentence, it's one shvuah. That's Rav Shmuel. Only if you made a separate shvuah for each one. Mishnah. Yani sheyesh nedarim. Let's say it's a partial idea. I know that there's nedarim. I will eina yedeya, but I didn't know sheyesh mafirin. I knew on Monday there was a neder. We already learned before that even though it says Yom Shammah, Yom Chakir, Yom Shammah means that only till 12, no, till Tzadikham, or it means 24 hours. And then we had an opinion that says that you can delay it for months or years if you did it to spider. If you would, try to cancel Nedr and make it to spider, then it no longer the din of Yom Shammah. Whenever you decide to you calm down, it can be a month later, that's when your game kicks in. And then Gemara slugs up. But that's Gemara thought. Here we're going to have another case where you can actually delay it, maybe. He says, I knew there was a neder on Monday. I knew there was a neder. However, I will end your day as sheyesh mafirin. I didn't know you could be made for a neder. No one told me I have the right. When I got married, my chassan, my rav, never told me that one of my rights are to be made for these neder. I heard my wife made a neder. Then yafir, you can be made for whenever he finds out.
A long time ago, that's when he finds out.
That he found out. Here he doesn't know the dinim.
Yeah, in other words, there's a thing that he is a week like that. He's a week like that.
But we had that already. Yeah, that's never knew he has the right to be.
Not right. He never knew that he made a neder. He never knew she made a neder.
He did not know she made a neder until a week later.
That's right.
But he knows all the dinim of neder.
Here's Faket. Here he heard the neder, which in a way is worse. Not about rights. Here's the first time he did not know the halacha as to whether he has a right to actually cancel the neder. And remember that intricate dinim. The only dinim he's allowed to do is beino if it affects him, or inu nefesh. He didn't know that. Yofir din is whenever he finds out of this din, he can be made for. He can be made for. That's din number one. Because that day is called Yom Shammah. Because Yom Shammah is made up of what she said and the halacha that he's able to. Next part of the Mishnah, Abel, he says, "Ain the yedeya she's a neder." Let's say he knew that he could be made for. He knew that he could make the dori, but he did not know that this particular neder falls under the category of beinoy lebeino, or under the category of inyan nefesh. He didn't know the details. He knows in principle that he can make a cancel dori, and he can do it. He didn't know that. What do we do then?
Loshen is an expression of a neder.
Or yes, he didn't know that this is the kind of dori he's allowed to break. What happens then? Ramei roim fafam. La Yafir, I made holes. A mixed idea is considered idea ready. You knew that Nadar, you knew you could have cancelled. You should have found out more. And therefore, a mixed idea is a valid idea. You lost your chance. You forfeited your chance to be made for. And you can never be made for. Not today when you heard it, when you heard the Nedit, and not later on when you find out that you had the right to do this Nedit. It makes no difference. You can no longer do it. And what's the reason? Today, when you heard about it, you didn't know you could. Okay, so it wasn't Yom Shammah. When you did find out that you allowed to Yom Shammah, you didn't hear the details then. You heard the details before. That was a Yom Shammah. And therefore, because the Yom Shammah here split into two, you can't be made. That's one version. And we'll see that on later. There's another shot. Chachom say, Yafir, the day you found out you're allowed to is the day they can be made for. Could they hold that this little Yediyah that you found out that you can know is considered a Yediyah? That's your Yom Shammah. That's the Yom Shammah. Okay, so that's what Chomo. The day you found out all the details is your Yom Shammah, and that's the 24 hours begins kicking. Okay, this one way of learning is another way of learning as well. The Gemara of Rebbeinu, when I ask a question, it says, B'loi ra'ois, if a person kills somebody by mistake, without seeing who that person was. You didn't see Prat Lesumer Abu the whole that a blind person is not even responsible as a Shaykh. I mean, Abu the generally is a big advocate for blind people. He holds that blind people are putter for mitzvahs, all mitzvahs are tater. And he says they don't have to go even to Shaykh. The pasuk of Blay Rais means now they didn't see. In other words, generally they can see. He's not a blind person, but punkt is me, he didn't see. He's considered a Shaykh and he has to go to Golis. Divid Abu.
unintentional.
Definitely unintentional. So he should go to Shagig. And we're saying because he's blind, he doesn't have to do that.
Yes, yeah, so what's it's an onus, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a potter. And the Goel Adam has no right to kill him. However, Rameh says, no, I learned the potter differently. You know what B'loi Ra'ois means? That a guy who can never see still has to go to Golos. L'rabbeis es asumah, to include the blind person, that he has to go to Golos. Why? Because he has a mixed idea. He doesn't have a general aware of Israel. His hearing is much more acute. He knows a little bit more what's going on. It's not a guy who knows nothing. So therefore, it's a mixed idea. For a man, a mixed idea is good enough. So my name is Tuvul Kain.
No,
it's kind. It was just the kind that the mark on his
nose. Yeah, was it
Lemach,
whoever it was that
yeah.
Couldn't see
and he
shot an arrow and he killed him?
His son, Tuvul Kain, killed him. Wasn't Lemach. Yeah, Lemach is it, right? He shot, yeah. Yeah. Here we see that made holes, if you have a little bit of a sight. I made hold of you have a little bit of idea, that's enough to make you chayiv, right? That you assume a little bit of idea is make you chayiv. And yet in the Mishnah, Amei says that if you knew part, you knew only half a thing about Nadarim, Amei says if you had a partial idea, you can no longer be mefer. Amei says you had a partial idea, you can no longer be mefer. In Amei, in the Mishnah says the husband cannot be mefer because he only has a partial yediyah, and the partial yediyah is not good enough for him to be mefer. Amei says in the Mishnah that he cannot be mefer on the day that he heard because he only had a part of yediyah then. He didn't know that these nedarim he can break. And the end, when he find out, it's also partial yediyah and he can't break. So Amei holds a partial yediyah is not good enough. Yet when it comes to killing someone b'shagig, if he had a part yediyah, he's blind, all the time blind, he has to go to Golos. A part yediyah is significant. That's the stira. Says the Gemara. Amarav says, Rabbi, you don't link these two together. Hocham in yana dekrava, hocham in yana dekrava. When it comes to the tzicha, we look at the context of psukim versus the deader. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is how you look at psukim. Gabir, it's a murder. What is the pasuk by murder? See, it says in the pasuk by murder, he enters the forest. Who enters the forest? Every single person. Kol dover meliyar. The Suvanami Bar Meliad, it doesn't describe who went to the forest. I like any person, including a blind person. Anybody entered the forest. And then this tragedy happened. Now, if you tell me about B'loi Roi, he didn't see. Let Rabbi Zasuma, to tell you what, that he didn't, that it's because even though he cannot see, a blind person is responsible. Why do you need a pussy B'loi Roi? We already said, anyone who walks in, anybody walks in. Why do you have to have a said pussy to include a blind person? Miyanaf, we know that already. El Shmamina must be that even though every person walks in the forest and is held responsible, is one person is not, he's a blind person, not. He's Prat Lusumma must tell you that that he now he doesn't see. But if he can never see, he's not included. We already have a Ribui. And if we have a Miyad, the Miyad is coming to Mimai, it's something from that Ribui. The Ribui included blind people, because call anybody who walks in the forest, and the Miyad that he doesn't see comes to exclude something. Someone's always blind, cannot see. That's why the context of this pasuk forces you to learn this way. Rav Meir Samir holds, Ksiv, it says in the same pasuk, Bivli Das, and he went into the forest without realizing what he did. He went without realizing what he did. Bivli Das, not any knowledge. Kol Dava Meida, everybody who has knowledge is included. What about a Summa? Lava Meida, a Summa doesn't have knowledge of what he did, he can't see. So Summa already is excluded from the word. The Torah stresses Bivli Das. We already know that a Summa is excluded, not part of it. He shouldn't even be called a Shagig. He doesn't have full capacity of his knowledge. Now that we know that a Summa is Potter, he am the B'loi Reis. If you can tell me B'loi Reis coming to exclude a Summa, tell you that it's Potter, Prat Le Summa, B'loi Das Nafkla, we already know that a Summa is Potter. Can't come to exclude a blind person. We already know that he's parted from not having enough knowledge. Why do Torah say below eyes he cannot see? Means that below means he cannot see, that he cannot see ever, and he still is chayiv. And that's the chiddush, that other people have no knowledge of parted, but a blind person who has no knowledge, he is chayiv. That's why the blind person is chayiv. Not because of mitzvah yidi and you wanted to relate it back to the darim. Nothing to do with that. So look, each one looks at the context. Okay. He's not actually looking at me. He's looking more context of the pasuk. We're not getting into that whole thing. Shimon will time it across. They both make sense in time it across. So you gotta work. Yeah.
So have a look at the end of the last panic. You'll find this Mishnah exactly is a repeat of the conclusion of the last panic. This Mishnah, well, I said, told you we had this concept
when you off the
end of the last panic.
Soon.
The conclusion of the last panic is the exact Mishnah that we just made.
Sunday is the last day. Make a seam on Sunday. Sunday, make a seam.
Yeah, was your trip?
Very nice.
We had to word for word, it's the same thing.
How was learning the last week?
You asked the question, why does this mission bring it? It's not
the
question.
Shir
continues.
Shir is bigger than the people. Yeah. Oh, yeah.